And now for another exciting edition of our segment, Strangers on Strangers the Internet.
On
Strangers
the Internet.
On Strangers.
Sehr gern das like. Würd mich über ein Re-like auf unserer Businesspartner Seite freuen. Viele Grüßen. Hey, you always ask for a like, but where is my re-like from you? Quid pro quo.
And here is my response. Do please go through and unlike any page of mine that you don't genuinely like. I will continue to like pages that I like. Best wishes to you.
Don't ask me anymore. I block you. Fake.
Oh, what a loser. I would like to take a moment to apologize to Switzerland for that horrible, horrible rendition of your accent.
You know, I slowly had this process of realizing that all the things around me that people had told me were just the natural way things were, the way things always would be, weren't natural at all. They were things that could be changed, and they were things that, more importantly, were wrong and should change.
Ну, с проблемой того, что нет доступа к научной литературе, я столкнулась еще, когда училась в своем университете, когда я заканчивала бакалавриат и писала диплом по нейрокомпьютерным интерфейсам.
I think deeply about things, and I want others to do likewise. I work for ideas and learn from people. I don't like excluding people. I'm a perfectionist, but I won't let that get in the way of publication. Except for education and entertainment, I'm not going to waste my time on things that won't have an impact. I try to be friends with everyone, but I hate it when you don't take me seriously.
Я стала искать научную литературу, какие исследования сделали ученые по этой теме до меня, чтобы не изобретать велосипед. Ну, тема оказалась достаточно незаезженной, было всего несколько десятков исследований опубликовано к тому моменту. Ну, однако я столкнулась с тем, что прочитать их я почему-то не могу, потому что они все находятся в закрытом доступе. Каждая статья, она стоила несколько десятков долларов.
I don't hold grudges, it's not productive, but I learn from my experience. I want to make the world a better place.
Естественно, стала искать, как это можно скачать обходными пиратскими путями. Вот. Ну, научилась это делать через какое-то время. А потом, это было в 2009 году. А в 2011 году я уже стала активно участвовать в разных онлайн-форумах, где
исследователи. I love libraries, you know, I'm the kind of person who goes to a new city and immediately seeks out a library. And that's the dream of Open Library, is building this website where both you can leap from book to book, from person to author, from subject to idea, go through this vast field of knowledge that's been embedded and lost in big physical libraries that's hard to find, that's not very well accessible online, is really important because books are a cultural legacy. You know, books are the place people go to write things down, and to have all that swallowed up by one corporation.
Ну, мы, естественно, не собираемся
как бы выполнять постановление американского суда. Продолжаем работать.
В данный момент
is increasingly being digitized and locked up by a handful of private corporations. Meanwhile, those who have been locked out are not standing idly by. You've been sneaking through holes and climbing over fences, liberating the information locked up by the publishers and sharing them with your friends. But all this action goes on in the dark, in the underground. It's called stealing or piracy, as if sharing a wealth of knowledge were the moral equivalent of plundering a ship and murdering its crew. But sharing isn't immoral, it's a moral imperative. Only those blinded by greed would refuse is to let a friend make a copy. There's no justice in following unjust laws. It's time to come into the light and, in the grand tradition of civil disobedience, declare our opposition to this private theft of public culture, 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 private theft of public culture,
It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my. Little David was small, but oh my. He fought big Goliath, who laid down and died. Little David was small, but oh my. Badu, badu, scat, badu, dim, chim, lim, 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 scatty, wah, scatty, wah. Flitter the gummy, got the scumma, do, do the gifted say, I'm gonna go, yeah, oh, Jonah, he lived in a whale. Jonah, he lived in a whale. He made his home in that fish's abdomen. Jonah, he lived in a whale. Little Moses was found in a stream. Little Moses was found in a stream. He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she said, from that stream. Madu, scatty-wa, scatty-wa, flitter-da-gummy, got that scoop. It ain't necessarily so. To tell all the children the devil's a villain, it ain't necessarily so. To get into heaven, don't snap 4 or 7. Live clean, have no faults. I take the gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years. Methuselah lived 900 years. But who calls that living when no girl will give in to no man what is 900 years? I'm preaching this sermon to show it ain't necessary.
Alexandra Elbakian, a researcher from Kazakhstan, has created a website called SciHub that bypasses journal paywalls, illegally providing you access to nearly every scientific paper ever published, previously only available to universities and those willing to pay up to $400 per document. This is a total game changer. The question is no longer, How do we access this knowledge? The question has now become, what do we do with it? Thank you to the late Aaron Schwartz and to the living Alexandra Elbakian for creating the changes we all wish to see. Oh, right, except for you assholes. For creating the changes most of us wish to see, except for those assholes. As always, thank you all for tuning in. And if you didn't already know, that was Cab Calloway singing It Ain't Necessarily So. Earlier on, it was Bronski Beat, but they were covering it. Until next time.